The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, Phenomenal Women, featuring in-depth interviews with today's most inspiring women. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Phenomenal Women.
Got my music playing. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Phenomenal Women. I'm your host, Ashita Onre. And with me, I have a wonderful guest by the name of Melanie Rembrandt, who is the CEO of Rembrandt Communications. And she is a PR expert. Everything that has to do with PR, how to boost your sales, how to boost awareness. We are going to be speaking with her today on how to make your business fabulous. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ashita. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here today.
I am so happy to have you here today. So I have your book here. We're going to get into that in a second.
Great.
And I just want to let our viewers know, what is Rembrandt Communications?
Rembrandt Communications is a content strategy and public relations business. And we basically focus on helping small businesses and B2B tech companies boost sales awareness and credibility through public relations and content.
I love it. So what inspired you to start your own business?
Well, I had been working in corporate America and small businesses and different organizations doing public relations and content writing for several years. And I was also studying business on the side and content strategy. And then about 10 years ago, I was working for two different tech startups, and I got laid off within the course of about 2 years. And so the second time I got laid off, I thought, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm going to take control of my life and start my own business. So at the same meeting where they were laying me off, I actually asked them if they would be my first client. So instead of leaving without a job, I left with a brand new business. So I was kind of forced into it, and it just happened.
I love that.
I've never looked back. It's been 10 years now, and I've never looked back.
I love that strategy. That's awesome.
And it's kind of ironic because I was at a, you know, start your own business copywriting seminar like 3 days beforehand. So I was ready. I just needed that little push.
Right. So what I, you know, we all want to be our own bosses. We love the idea. I mean, I'm my own boss, but I know there's some struggles that come with that. What would you say some of the struggles that you've overcome with having your own business?
Well, you know, the number one thing is always finances. It's always a huge challenge. But if you really want something, you make it happen. I know when I started out, I had a very small budget. So I actually looked for free CPA legal advice through an organization called SCORE. And there are business executives who are retired who help entrepreneurs get started. So I looked for all the free help I could, and, you know, I got my own trademarks online, took care of all of that. I mean, you can do it yourself. It takes a lot of time and effort. But if you really want it, you do it. And I think the fact that it's a driving force that you start your own business, so it keeps you going. It gets you over those challenges.
Yeah, because there are many challenges. I know with, you know, starting your own business and finances, and one of the things that I did was I said, okay, I know I want to be, you know, on my own, so I just paid off debt.
That works too.
I was like, let me just pay off debt so I don't have to worry about it, so I know I can put my money towards my business and, you know, keep going.
Right.
So let's get into your book.
Okay.
I am really excited about this because Simple Publicity, here is the book here. And in your book, you talk about how to do your own PR, boost sales, awareness, credibility, fast. And here's the key thing that you have in your book, without spending a lot of money. So let's get into that. How do you do your own PR, especially when you have no PR experience? Like, how do you start that process?
Well, you know, I wrote the book because so many small business owners were calling me saying that they needed help or they signed up with a big agency, but nothing happened. And I felt sorry for them. And I'm really busy. I thought, I'm just going to put it into a book. And so if you're a small business owner, it's possible to do your own PR, and it just takes some time and research and effort, and you have to have a plan. You know, overall goals, what do you want to accomplish? Mm-hmm. Who do you want to reach out to? What kind of message are you trying to get across? And you need to write all of that down and figure out your goals first. And then there's certain tactics you can use to, you know, reach out to the media. And it's important to tell your own story. You figure out, you know, what is important to your business and then have a plan to go with it.
Now, for example, can you give us some examples on some of your clients? I mean, you know, you don't have to say any names or anything like that. But how do you write your own story? How do you even know what your story is? Because you can say, oh, well, you know, I have a pet business or I have a wedding planning business. How do you create your own story for some people who are guests that don't know?
Well, you look for something newsworthy, and it's usually something unique within your business. For example, I worked for a printing company, and they were in Bozeman, Montana, and it's this gorgeous area. But the key story was they let dogs into the office, and they had a rule book about the dogs and what they were supposed to do. They can get fired if they didn't do the certain things. And that was the story. And the story was about the dogs being in the office, but it became a work culture story and what a great place to work. And because of that, they were inundated with people coming from all over the country to work in this office in Montana. So you have to look for what's unique about your business, about the people who work there. I mean, maybe you've had somebody there 20 years who, you know, has a really unique story. Maybe they used to be a clown in the circus.
Or right.
You have to really know the people in who you work with and find out what their story is, because people like to hear about real stories, not big corporate businesses and sell, sell, sell.
Right.
They want to know the people behind the business.
So they like more personal.
Right.
So how would you get a reporter interested in your personal story? How do you reach out to a reporter?
Well, this is where the research comes in. A lot of people think, oh, I need to be a big business, or I need to have a lot of money or a big publicist to get the attention. You think about what's unique about your business, and then you find reporters out there who reach your target market. What are they writing? What do they care about? What are their beats or interests? And then you do the research, you read their articles, you watch them on television, what have you, and so you know what they cover. Then you take that information and you take your story and think, well, what would this reporter want to know about my business? And you know, write down your talking points if you need to. You can practice with a friend. Mm-hmm. I always have people practice at a local level, maybe with a local media venue first in case they're really nervous about it. But once you know what you want to say, you just pick up the phone and call them.
Really?
And you give your story. And you'd be really surprised that that could turn into a big feature story. Because think about it. If you're a media member, you're inundated with people like me, publicists bugging them and giving them stories. But if you have John Doe calling, who started this really neat business and has the perfect story for your particular media venue, you're going to listen to him. And if not, at least you've made that introduction. That reporter knows who you are now. So I think a lot of people get scared and they think PR is this big thing out there, but it really comes down to the personal story that you want to tell your audience.
Right, because I always thought when you reach out, it's you and several other 100 people reaching out and they're just inundated, like you said.
Uh-huh.
But there's other avenues, because I didn't think that you can call a reporter. Now you have Twitter, now you have Facebook. Is that an appropriate way to reach out to some of the reporters on television?
Well, if you've done your research, a lot of the reporters will tell you how they'd like to be contacted. Mm-hmm. A lot of them do like to be contacted via Twitter, most of them via email, but the phone works well too. And that's usually the scariest thing for people to actually pick up the phone and talk to a media member. But it does work. You just have to get over that fear and practice and do the work ahead of time.
Now, how long should your pitch be?
Because I know very short.
Very short. Because I know you only got like, what, 30 seconds?
Right. You want to practice ahead of time and get the key facts out. Hi, I'm so-and-so. This is my story. You know, what do you think? Because they're busy.
Right. Now, what are some of the media don'ts?
The media don'ts.
Yes.
One is never say no comment. It has negative connotations. Mm-hmm. And right away, the media might think something that's not true just because you say no comment. You're better off saying something like, I don't have that information now, but I will get back to you.
Okay.
Another thing is off the record. In today's day and age, nothing is off the record. So if you're talking to a media member, know that that information could end up in a headline news story. You know, most of the time it doesn't, but you have to keep that in the back of your head. Also, it's not a good idea to lie or give an opinion without facts behind it, because the media will find out. It's very easy to look up something online or, you know, with a scientific reporter and find out oh, you told a lie, and that then your great story turns into this negative publicity, right. And it's a horror story. So you don't want that.
And if you're wanting to, if I want to call a reporter and I go, okay, I have this great business, you know, I'm a great person, how can I, is there a tactic or strategy that I can boost myself up to where they'll go, oh, let me call this person? Because, you know, there's so many people that are calling them. Is there a certain way that I can make myself more aware, like awareness to where they will just say, oh, this person sounds great, besides just the pitch?
Well, when you do your first pitch and let's say they're not interested now, you can say, well, would you like to have me in your Rolodex for future stories as a resource? Mm. If they say yes, then you either get their email or their contact information. You want that. And ask them, do you want an email? Can I send you, you know, if you have a book, if you have information, can I send it to you? And then you also want to touch base with them. You know, put it in your diary that you touched base with that person on this date. Maybe a month from now you say, oh, I have another great story specifically for you and your audience. Or if you pay attention to what that reporter is writing or producing, you can comment. You can send an email, say, hey, I really liked your story. They don't get that very often. So you have to create a relationship, and it is a lot of work, and a lot of people don't want to do it. But if you do it and your competitors don't, you're going to get the story.
Right, right. Also, too, I know a lot of business owners think that being on television is the way to go, but it's also important to do magazines as well. Is a different technique to getting media in the magazines as opposed to television? Are they the same or are they different a little bit?
Well, they're different. And I think it really comes down to your business. It's great if you're on television, but if your audience is not watching that television show, you've just wasted all your time and effort. So it really comes down to the strategy of who are we trying to target? What is our messaging? What does our target market read, listen to, watch? That should be the first thing you do before even pursuing any media, mm-hmm. because then you know exactly which media to pursue. Now, as far as print, a lot of the magazines work 4 to 6 months out. So if you're planning a big Christmas spread in November, you're way too late. That's why I'm telling a lot of my clients to get ready for the holidays now, because media members are looking for those stories now as far as print goes.
Well, they're looking for holiday stories
Christmas
now.
Christmas in July, yes. Yeah. because you want to think ahead, and if you approach them ahead of time, then that's in their mind as they're forming their stories to produce. And you also want to look at their editorial calendars, which are available for every media publication out there, as far as print goes, and see what they have planned. What do they have coming up in 6 months? So public relations is a lot about planning and research in mm-hmm. advance.
Now, one of the things that I know I find it difficult, and I'm sure maybe our viewers will find it difficult, is SEO. What is SEO?
Okay, I hear this a lot. It stands for search engine optimization. And just to put it in a nutshell, it's using valuable content to get the awareness of not only your target market, but the search engines. Before, it used to be, let's use keywords, let's put keywords in. And obviously, Google and the search engines didn't like that, and they gave negative marks to those businesses that were using that in their website. So now it's all about content marketing. And I know the Content Marketing Institute, they just came out with a study saying that 90% of B2B marketers use content marketing, and they don't necessarily know they are. But SEO comes down to providing valuable content that your target market's going to read, and they're also going to share with others. You want to build buzz. And when you do that, your target market takes notice of your content, and then the search engines notice that. So it does have a technology part to it where you're coding, but the key is the content. It's the quality of the content. So if you're stuffing keywords into your content now, it's not a good idea. Because if you're the consumer, do you really want to read about, you know, the yellow banana I bought at the store was great. The yellow banana was, you know, fresh and delicious. I mean, it just doesn't sound right.
So how do you practice SEO writing? Or so you just, how do you do that on your own?
On your own, you, again, think about your target market. What's the message you want to get across? You want to provide value. You don't want a sales message. You know, what does your target market need to know about? What do you have unique expertise in? Then you write your content, whether it's a blog or an article, And then you look at it and, you know, the coding on the side, you can do some research on keywords that are out there. You can hire a professional to do that research for you and then insert them into the title, the subtitle. And then at the end, let people know that this isn't the end. Continue with it and, you know, ask them for feedback. And then also say, hey, you can find more information here and guide them to another part of your website. But if you do the content correctly, your keywords will show up in that content. So you don't need to stress about it or worry about it. And when you get to the next level and you can afford a professional SEO copywriter, you do want to bring that person on board because they can add the coding, the local SEO that you need to do, et cetera.
So if I'm, say, a wedding planner and I am going to a bridal fashion show and I want to talk about the wedding dresses that I saw. Mm-hmm. And then I go to my blog would the keywords be brides, bridal fashion show, the designer, or would the keywords be something else?
Well, it depends on what your content is about.
So if my content is about the fashion show.
Then you would probably write, you know, wedding dress fashion show, something like that in your title.
Okay.
The other thing you can do, too, is go to your competitor sites and see what they're writing about. And you can kind of pick out their keywords. There's ways to look at their coding as well to see what keywords they're using. Mm-hmm. But, you know, think about it. If you were your target market looking for information on wedding dresses, what words would you type into Google or Bing or Yahoo?
That's it right there. So you have to go in the mind of your consumer.
Exactly. Okay. And it goes back to that value. If you can, you know, you really need to know your target market and what you're pursuing, because people get so wrapped up into, we need to do SEO and we need keywords and we need to do this and that. And it really comes down to your target market and providing valuable content.
So just think like a bride.
Yeah, there you go.
Think like a bride, and what would a bride type in? You go, oh, okay.
Right, right, right.
That's it right there.
No, it's different if you're like a bridezilla something like that.
Exactly. So how do you create buzz in your business? How would you, is that, you create buzz on your website? Do you create buzz by just sending out a bunch of tweets? How do you, in your opinion, professional opinion, how would you?
Well, if you already know why you are unique and why your products can actually help a person or provide a business solution, then you're already providing the valuable content, and that would build buzz. If you write a really great blog about something specific I really need to know about and I'm your target market, I'm going to share it with my friend. You know, the top 10 things never to do when flying on an airplane, something like that.
Oh, that's unique.
You know, it's going to build buzz.
Right.
So, again, if you do the research, focus on what's important to your customer, you're going to solve their problems and give them information they need that they're going to want to tell other people about. And that's how you build buzz.
Now, that's something that I think you just hit the nail on the head. Is that what I said? Did I say that right?
Right. Yeah.
Is solving people's problems. And I think that that's really when you're in that mindset as a business owner, you excel.
Exactly.
Because you just go and you go, okay, if I'm a wedding planner or a bridal consultant, how can I solve the problem for the bride? Mm-hmm. So I think that you just hit that right on the nail. Am I saying that all wrong?
Well, you got it right.
Did I get it right? I feel like I'm saying it wrong. Anyway, you said it right. Just create. I'm just like, my mind is just, I have so many questions and I think my mind is just.
I can see it buzzing over
there.
Yeah,
it's buzzing. Like, okay, well, what about this and what about that? Because, you know, the book is amazing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I learned so much and I wish, you know, that I can just go piece by piece, chapter by chapter, so our audience can just really understand the full aspect of PR. Mm-hmm. And I want to just tell the audience, Simple Publicity, written by Melanie Rembrandt. It's an amazing PR book. Small business owners, please get this book. It'll change your life on PR and it won't be so scary. I think that's really what PR
right.
is. We just get scared about it and we're just like, I can't do this. I can't handle it. Mm-hmm. But this book is step by step and they can find it on Melanie Rembrandt.
RembrandtWrites.com. Also on Amazon. There's a Kindle version. So it's available everywhere.
Right, right.
And it's under $20. I wanted to make sure it was very affordable.
Right. Right. I love it. So tell us what you're doing now. What's new?
Well, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
The fact that we're talking about business solutions, I've just partnered with a company called MyQME.com. And it's a social media platform that actually rewards users for being social. But think about it this way. I mean, if you're a business owner, you've got to deal with LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and your blog and your press releases and your videos and getting your emails out. Well, now you can do that all at this single hub at no cost. And, you know, there's additional services if you want to hire our marketing agency. But now it's all in one single hub. Plus, there's this really neat community, which is very local to your zip code. So if you want to find out what's going on in your local zip code, it's all right there for you. So you can invite your friends, and it saves time and effort. And then people who come and participate in any kind of campaigns that you do on the site, they get points, which they can use to turn in for cash or buy something on our mall. But that's just icing on the cake, because it's really just a business solution. And I'm very excited about it, because I need to save time and effort when I'm doing my social media. So. But that's what I'm doing now. And obviously, with Rembrandt Communications, I'm really busy with all of my clients. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun, though. I love it.
I'm so excited for you and happy for you.
Thank you.
So again, you know, viewers, Melanie Rembrandt, Simple Publicity, please get her book. Everything you need to know about PR is right in her book. They can find you on RembrandtWrites.com.
You got it.
And then they can also find you on Twitter.
Correct. I'm out there everywhere.
Rembrandt Writes on Twitter as well. Thank you so much for being on the show, Phenomenal
Thank you.
Woman. I'm your host, Ashita Onray, and you can find me on Twitter as well, at Ashita Onray. And we'll see you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.